When was the last time you were judged or not given the respect you deserved based on gender? This happened to me recently. After the separation of my parents, we, my mother, sisters, and I, moved into a small house that fit us perfectly. The only fault we could find with this house was the 1950s style kitchen that had never been updated. After looking at the kitchen for several months, we collectively decided that we could redo the entire thing on our own. With that in mind, we did what I expect most people do when taking on a huge home improvement task which they know nothing about. We watched a ton of DIY. About a month later, after we felt we had a general idea of what we needed to do and a handle on how to do it, we headed to Lowe's. It became clear to us almost immediately that the home improvement world was one dominated by men, where we would have to work hard to be taken even half as seriously as any man who walked through the door. What really drove this point home for us was the attitude of the Lowe's employees. The first of the employees was a heavyset man, who held a look on his face that clearly illustrated exactly how incapable he thought us to be. He spoke to us as though we were five, explaining each detail slowly, as if it were going to be difficult for us to comprehend. He was possibly the most aggravating of the employees, but I can't say the others were much better. The second employee just didn't seem interested in his job, or helping anyone in general. Each new person we spoke to was more condescending than the last, and it seemed as though no one was willing to help us. We drove to the Home Depot, strongly discouraged, in the hopes of finding a decent person to assist us. Luckily, we were able to find the help we needed at Home Depot, from the manager, who explained everything we would need and how to do it. After a full 2 months that consisted of breaking down cabinets, painting, and figuring out how to hang a microwave, we were finally finished. From this experience, I learned that not everyone is as forward-thinking as I might like to believe. This experience also opened my eyes to the realization that no one should be subjected to having assumptions made or being judged by gender only. This, I believe.